This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. First up, we're seeing a lot more e-bikes and scooters on our streets. So what kind of policies might we need to manage that?
Well, the government says that a bylaw to deal with micro-mobility vehicles is currently in the works. And according to the Transport Minister, Dato Sri Dr. Wee Ka Siong, it will include the type of vehicles that can be used, as well as the licensing requirements to operate these sorts of vehicles at certain speed limits. Now, at this point, I feel like I'm saying vehicles lot. So it's worth actually, I think, highlighting what exactly we're talking about. E-bicycles fall under this category. So do mopeds, e-scooters and segways. And so all of which to say, this bylaw should, in theory, cover whether there's going to be a license required, cover what kind of speed limits you can actually go at. And I think all of these things are very important to look at when we consider the popularity and proliferation of these vehicles on actually very busy roads. When I think about the roads that I most often see these vehicles on in our capital city, they usually are actually the busiest, very traffic heavy.
So it will also cover the suppliers who will be bringing in these vehicles in terms of them having to submit it for a vehicle type approval to meet particular specifications and so on. And yes, I think all of this is because two things, right? The safety of the people using these vehicles, but also the safety of the people around. I must say that even in the last a year or so, the number of roads that I've seen people using these kinds of vehicles on has definitely increased. And partly, I think, because there's still a sort of a lack of awareness, or you're not used to seeing them do it so much. I think there is a little bit of a shock when you see someone zoom past on an e-bike or a scooter. So I can see the value in needing to figure out at least how we're going to regulate it and how we're going to manage, I think particularly because it's a lot of young people who are using them.
I would also like to draw the distinction between serious users, hobbyists, and people on vacation, because I think that that tends to be the very broad strokes of the kinds of users that you see on these e-bikes or e-scooters or what have you. Basically, people who are genuinely enthused about it, see it as an alternative to traditional cars and the like, because, you know, maybe you're only traveling short distances for whatever, and all the things that it's supposed to be good for, being more eco-friendly, you know, things like that. So on the one hand, you have people who are interested in it very specifically for those reasons. But then you also have people who are just hopping on them for fun, right? Just to be able to say that they've done it, or just to have a different way of viewing or getting around KL or PJ or wherever. And I do think that the awareness of safety is different depending on the user. Can I just say that? Because if you are somebody who's serious about these vehicles, I think usually there's a lot of research that's gone into that. There's a lot of building up of awareness. And when I say awareness, I'm talking about road awareness, safety awareness that comes along with that, versus if you're somebody who's like, you know what, I'm just going to do this. This is fun for a Sunday. And I think that those are very different things as well.
I mean, you can draw a comparison to people who cycle occasionally because they are hobbyists, so it's fun to do once in a while, and people who actually cycle regularly and therefore are more aware of the road rules and the equipment that you need to have.
Etiquette,
safety. So yes, I completely agree. And I do think that having some level of regulation might be the first step towards thinking about these things more seriously as well. We are talking about micro-mobility vehicles, particularly the fact that the Transport Ministry is looking into a bylaw to license them, to license both users as well as suppliers. We'd like to hear from you. Do you think we need laws for vehicles like e-bikes and scooters? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with the president of the Micro Mobility Group, Eddie Kuskairi. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about potential regulation for vehicles like e-bikes and scooters. And so we'd like to hear from you. Do you think we need laws for vehicles like that? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Eddie Khuskairi, President of Micromobility Group Malaysia. Eddie, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, hi. How are you, Lynn and Sharmila?
We're good. Thank you. So to start off with, how popular are micro-mobility vehicles here? Who's using them?
Okay, so when we talk about micro-mobility, it's mainly a scooter. Like we can talk about electric scooters that are powered by electric, right? So mainly users are from the youngsters. And why is it popular nowadays? It's because it's one of the mode of transport in Malaysia right now. Because when you look back in 2020, when we have the pandemic, right? So everyone was like, the economy not really good. So most of the users are doing food delivery business. Like these people, instead of they're using a motorcycle that they incur more cost to them, they would prefer to use this micro-mobility, one of their transport, because it doesn't consume petrol, you see? So they cut costs on that for their food delivery. Yeah.
If we look then at what we're talking about, this issue of the law, Transport Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Wee Ka Siong has said that they're looking at a bylaw to regulate micro-mobility vehicles, and that's going to include things like licensing for users and suppliers. Are you in support of this?
Yeah, I know this is only a plan, but it's something that actually when I met, back in 2020, I met MOT, this year transport. I did have some discussion with the authorities about this to legalize it. The problem here is act that we have is not that clear. But we have, it's stated that it be ridden only on gazetted area. But because most of the users now that you can see, we talk about in KL, right? We have the so many operators that operate electric scooters business, right? But these users use the electric scooters mainly on the main road, see, whereby we are not supposed to, right? So to me, any regulation that we the government do should be more specific, more detailed, so that people will be more understand. And on BEV Malaysia, we do support the Mikasyong on legalize the micro-mobility in Malaysia, yes.
Are there countries with legislation in place on this that Malaysia could look to?
The nearest that I know is Singapore.
Now, given the wide variety of micro-mobility vehicles around, can you tell us, I mean, as you pointed out, there are reasons that people enjoy using them, but what are some of the safety concerns as well?
Well, people use electric scooters or any micro-mobility vehicles. One of it is they use it as a hobby. You know, they go ride or sightseeing. But mainly users are doing it for their mode of transport. So meaning that they use it daily to go to work, to commute, LRT or to MRT station. Or as a workers, when they do food delivery, like Panda or Grab, you know, mostly use electric vehicle as their mode of transport.
Now, in terms of leisure use, at least, these vehicles do seem more popular with younger users. What are the safety concerns specific to this group of people?
So, okay, this is where the station comes. You know, our responsibility is to make sure the public understand the usage of electric scooters. When you ride an electric scooter, the vehicle itself is very small. We have to show, be visible on the road. But I'm not talking about riding on the road, mainly because we only ride on pathways. We ride on bicycle lanes. So even though there are a lot of cars, you know, especially talking about in Kuala Lumpur, there are a lot of cars. So main thing that our concern is to get everyone to use electric vehicle to be safe, as the rider have to wear such as helmets, safety gears, you know, gloves, wearing shoes and that kind of thing. and a protective gears, like a body armor or something to protect them for any casualties.
And if we look at infrastructure, so bike lanes, parking spots for these sorts of vehicles, how are we doing in this regard? What more would you like to see?
I had a discussion a few times with DVKL, the local authorities, with Urbanize and JPJ, BROS and all. I did highlight this issue whereby when we have this bike lanes, right? But I think government should look into maintaining the bike lane, because you can see some of it are not connected. Secondly, there are many potholes that becomes dangerous for bicycle users or even the electric scooter users or even the motorcyclists on the road. So I think the infrastructure, not just to build an infrastructure, good infrastructure, but we have to maintain it. We have to take care of it, you know.
So part of the legislation that's planned, it will also cover the sellers. And how might this affect the sales and usage of these vehicles in the future?
So, the most important thing is to make it clear, where can this micro-mobility to be ridden on the road? See, on the road or the pathways? And who are the... Probably the government can look into the age factor, I mean the age to ride a scooter, not like, for kids, you know. Because this micro-mobility has their own... speed limit, you know, has been different kind of speed, different kind of specs, you know. So when the government wanted to implement licensing, so we have to make sure that everything have to be in order, have to be clear, so that people will be more understand on this micro-mobility usage in Malaysia, so that people can buy more and to use it as one of the mode of transport, because you can see every now it's traffic jam, right? So this micro-mobility is actually help to reduce the economy, you know, instead of using motorbikes, they can use it to go to work or to commute and the MRT. So it does give a lot of benefits, actually, if you look into it.
Looking at this issue of the legislation and so on, what kind of consultations have there been with stakeholders?
We do have few types of webinar discussion with all the stakeholders to improve the infrastructure, to improve the usage of the riders. But I find it that the regulation has to be more firm, and the enforcement is very important. So meaning that if, let's say, we do have a lot of operators in Malaysia, right? So when we have operators in Malaysia, so we have to control the usage, the riders or the people who rent the scooters to be on the road, where to ride or what to wear. At least they can provide a helmet, a safety helmet or safety gears before they ride. And then they cannot ride a scooter with 2 person on each scooter, so it would be like only one rider, that kind of thing. And the most important thing that we do expect from the minister, that probably can look into legalization of electric scooter usage on the road.
Eddie, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much, Sabila and Dean.
That was Eddie Khuskairi, president of the Micromobility Group Malaysia, weighing in on proposed legislation that will address the use of micromobility vehicles like e-bikes and scooters. So do weigh in. Do you think we need laws for vehicles like these? Let us know if you've tried them. Are you a fan? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this from Maggie.
Yes, we do. So essentially, Maggie says, I'm not convinced that these bylaws alone would work. We also have long-standing traffic laws and road signs prohibiting motorcycles on the highways. But I'm now driving in fear because many who use the federal highway, which has motorcycle lanes, you know, continue to use the main highway itself. There are many motorbikes on the highway, regardless of the excuse of flooded motorcycle lanes. Do we need another accident before the authorities take action?
This comes up a lot when we talk about regulation, right? Whether regulations alone are enough or whether we basically do proper enforcement. And somehow every time we do stories like these, that seems to be where the problem often comes.
It does. And I think that another part of it is, in the sort of playing catch-up approach that is being taken, because this is relatively new. These vehicles are things that are currently, you know, gaining in popularity. And so for a little while then, the usage has actually been unregulated. And I think that when that happens, there are certain norms or modes of behavior that get somewhat entrenched. And then people are accustomed to taking the vehicles, riding the vehicles in this particular way. And so then the enforcement also doesn't get trickier per se, but it has to go hand in hand with enforcement, education, awareness, all these various things. And yeah, I mean, Maggie, the situation that you're pointing out, I think many people have been through. When you're on any given highway, you do see this happening. And it is true that you wonder, well, okay, I thought that this was accounted for in the laws, but we don't see that happening.
Keep those thoughts coming. Do you think we need laws for vehicles like e-bikes and scooters? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.